making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of wrongfully convicted black Americans, Bevelyn Williams, also known as Bevelyn Beatty, is officially turned into federal prison now. An absolute travesty of justice for protesting abortion, for telling the truth about abortion. The Democrats have persecuted her, and she is now starting her 3-year federal prison sentence. Of course, they will be appealing that decision, but she will remain in prison during that appeal. I mean, God bless this woman. And you know, I'm going to play this video quickly, and then, guys, while we're playing the video, in case anybody wants to reach out to her, she did share, like, if you were one of the nice, kind people that reached out to me when I was in prison and wrote me letters, it really is a great thing. It's kind of your only personal touch from the outside world. You've really got nothing but time on your hands there. It's a healthy way to spend your time. So we'll find her federal inmate ID and address if you care to send her a letter. I'm sure it would mean a lot to her. It's painful that this is going on in our country. So here's the story, though. The Biden-Harris administration, Bevelyn Williams' husband, a single father today. They have a young child. And he had to drive her to the prison and turn her over with her children. I just can't even imagine what it's like. And so here's that account from her husband today.
So right now, I'm about to drive my wife to a federal facility. She has to surrender herself there. And this is due to the Harris-Biden administration. And any husband in this country, you know, anyone that's married knows, any mother, any father knows that separation from your loved one, separation from a mother and a daughter at 2 years old is traumatic, and no person, no American citizen should have to experience this in this country. Obama has the audacity to speak to black men and tell black men they need to vote for Kamala Harris when Kamala Harris administration is separating me from my wife and my wife from her daughter at 2 years old for unlawful assembly. My wife is facing 3.5 years for unlawful assembly and federal time, y'all. Okay, federal time. And it's devastating for our family, but we're going to get through this. But I want people to know in this country, mothers, fathers, single mothers, that this cannot be tolerated. And you should not vote for Kamala, because voting for Kamala would do things like this. Right? It's unacceptable. And that's what I have to say. That's what I have to say regarding it. The Biden-Harris administration made me a single father. You know, I always envisioned growing up to be married and have my child, and that's what we did. We did things the right way. Even if you don't do things the right way, you don't make a father a single father. You know, you don't do things like that. And for the fact that Obama is going to go lecture black men and tell black men they need to vote for Kamala Harris, and this is what she's doing to black families in this country. She's been doing this even in California, if you look at her record. So Americans, go out and vote, but I encourage y'all, I implore y'all to vote for number 45, Donald Trump.
And there's her.
Google.
Beautiful young girl.
Mommy gonna miss you. I love you so much.
So heartbreaking.
I love you, pretty girl. And I love you too, baby.
It's just heartbreaking. And she will be appealing it. I'll leave it at that. We put her gifts and go up there, but send her a letter. Send her a letter. Let her know we're still thinking about her. Give her something to read. Give her something to think about. Let her know you're praying. And I'll tell you this. Trump wins. She needs to be pardoned immediately. And she should be suing for wrongful conviction. She should get a fat paycheck. She should retire.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. that if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this. Its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, I was just sending the crew the information. If you'd like to send Bevelyn Williams a letter while she is locked up. Bevelyn B.D. Williams, inmate number 36475-510, FCI Aliceville, 11070 AL14, Aliceville, Alabama, 35442. And I think maybe that MoneyGram might be, that's probably how you can send her some cash for her commissary so she can buy food and other things like deodorant and toothpaste and stuff. So, man, that's really unfortunate. Beautiful soul protesting abortion, trying to stop people from killing their babies, and the Democrats throw her in a cell. Separate a family. Separate a mother from a daughter. Yeah. But see, this is Kamala Harris on an interview recently. Again, 99% of the time, whatever the Democrats are accusing their opposition of, they're doing. The proof is everywhere. Here's it, Kamala Harris saying, oh, Trump will weaponize justice against his enemies, clip one.
The danger of Donald Trump in terms of somebody who has said that they would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies.
First of all, he's never said that. Never been said. Second of all, that's exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is doing right now. We just showed you another example. So it's all projection. I just can't even. The Republican Party is obviously not perfect. The Republican Party has plenty of problems. I talk about it all day long. This isn't some deal where I'm just standing up for the Republicans all the time, obviously, but there's at least like a modicum of integrity and honesty in the Republican Party. There is nothing. I mean, the Democrat Party has no ethics. They would sell their grandma for political power. It's just completely corrupted. And everything they say is projection. So they'll lock up all their political enemies, and then they'll go do a TV interview and say, Trump's going to lock up his political enemies. As their political enemies are sitting in prison, sitting in courtrooms, awaiting trial, awaiting sentencing. Next, it'll be Tina Peters, Gold Star Grandma. Next, it'll be you. And you'll be in prison. And it'll be the Democrat on TV saying, the Republicans want to imprison their political opponents. And then you'll be hearing it from prison saying, wait a second. That's how insane it is. But people are waking up to it. It's just a matter of, will it translate to a political victory? Will the propaganda be too overwhelming? Will the election shenanigans be too overwhelming? And by the way, you know, here's what's going to be interesting. It was, oh man, I forget the guy's name. Guys, Maryland District 1 congressman. His name is slipping my, Andy Smith. I can't remember his name. Maryland District 1 congressman this morning on Sirius XM radio. I'm sorry, guys. Yes, Andy Harris. Thank you. And he was talking about the Democrats' plan to not certify the election. He was talking about Jamie Raskin and the Democrats' plan that if Trump wins, they just will not certify the election and they'll just run an actual insurrection and basically just declare single party power, and they'll probably just cancel elections at that point. They'll basically go full Zelensky. And who knows what else they might do in that process as well. But why am I bringing this up? Because this isn't like 2020 where it was kind of the balance of the Republican Party was, we don't want to ruffle the feathers too much. We'd rather go along to get along. Let's just accept defeat and move on. Just okay, Biden won. Let's not look into it. Let's just, you know, keep things as usual here. We won't talk about elections being stolen. Well, the balance on that issue has shifted. The balance on that issue has shifted. Now, the most vocal Republican leadership is talking about how the Democrats are going to refuse to certify. Now, the most vocal Republican leadership is talking about how the Democrats are planning to steal the election. I mean, that's what he was talking about today. So you have a Republican, this is in Maryland, saying the Democrats are going to try to steal and cheat to win this election. Folks, that's what they call in football, that's a chunk play. That's a 40-yard pass downfield, moving the ball forward where it needs to go. So why am I saying this? Because, like I said, in 2020, it was clear to me what was going to happen. Is they stole it from Trump. There would be a million people in Washington, D.C. supporting Donald Trump, saying, look at all the support for Trump. He gets 30,000 people at every rally. Nobody knows who Joe Biden is. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. There's no rallies. There's no support. Joe Biden can never do this. Look, Trump supporters just came together 3 months in a row, over a million people in D.C. He won this election. We want it reviewed. That was easy to see. I knew that it was a peaceful protest in November. It was a peaceful protest in December. Probably would have been a peaceful protest in January, except there were people in there that did dumb things, made stupid mistakes. There were instigators. There were agitators. And there was a stand down because they wanted the whole thing to happen. And so, okay, we won't relitigate that. The point is, 2024 is a little harder to read now. I knew the Republicans weren't going to stand up for Donald Trump. They were going to fold like a cheap tent, just like Mike Pence did. So it was, yeah, there'll be protesters for Trump, okay. There'll be a march for Trump, okay. And it'll really just more be for the optics of, hey, look, Trump can get a million people in D.C. three straight months. Biden can't get 10 people at a closet rally. So it was more just like, maybe we knew we couldn't win the war, but we could at least kind of win the optical battle of, yeah, there's more support for Trump than any president in American history. Here's your proof positive. Here's for the American people to see. And they stole that from us, too. And we got set up, and they stole that from us, too. And, you know, we could sit here and Monday morning quarterback it. And me and Alex have talked about it. Like, you know what? Maybe we should have seen it coming. Maybe we should have been more prepared for them to do that on that day. But it's done. The deal is done. But 2024, it's a bit of an unknown factor. The Republican Party, I don't think, is going to lay down as easily. You're going to have loud voices in the Republican Party if they see shenanigans that are going to call it out. And they're prepared. They are prepared for the Democrats to refuse to certify, and they're getting ready for whatever they have to do to make sure that if and when Trump wins, or when Trump wins, that they get the certification, even if the Democrats try to stop it. So I guess my point is, it's not we the people that are trying to stand up for a Trump victory. It's going to be there is going to be a force in the Republican Party politically. Now, what that looks like, I don't know. We haven't really seen that before. So they know what's going on. The Republicans that aren't squish, that aren't spineless, that aren't sold out, they know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to try to steal it. And they know if Trump wins that they're going to refuse to certify. So they're actually preparing for that. So that's good news. All right. Let's move on to some other news. Well, let me actually just say this before we move on, because I think it ties in. Why is the Department of Defense putting out domestic military documents on lethal force? DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. This just came out a few weeks ago. The story and the link to the actual document is at Infowars.com. So why is the DOD putting out Directive 5240, DOD intelligence and intelligence-related activities and defense intelligence component assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities? Why are they putting this out with just a few months to go until the election and saying and talking about lethal force? The Department of Defense Directive 5240, which came into effect in September on the 27th, expanded the authority of the military to assist in domestic law enforcement activities and exercise the use of lethal force. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality or any situation in which it reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force. So if I'm putting two and two together here, is this the Biden-Harris administration, Department of Defense, military-industrial complex preparing for potential protests if they steal the election from Trump and they're just going to say kill him? Is this going to be America's Tiananmen Square moment? Now let me be clear here. I don't think that's going to work. I don't think that's how this is going to go down. So I'm not telling you that's going to happen. I don't think the military is that corrupted yet. There's no doubt that most of it happened in Obama, but it's back with Biden, that they want to overtake the military with leftists and liberals who would turn a gun on an American and kill him, specifically if they can hyperpolarize politics like they've done and make them hate Trump. So, yeah, they'd love to have a military full of Trump haters that if they see a person in a Trump hat and they're told you can use lethal force, that they can open up and start firing on them. I don't even think the most far left liberals are that emboldened yet. I don't even think they would do it. And I don't think they have the numbers in the military to pull that off yet. So I don't think it's going to work. But I think clearly the agenda here is, yeah, if there's another January 6th type thing, we're going to send out the DOD, we're going to send out our leftards in the military, and we're going to tell them to use lethal force. They celebrated the death of Ashley Babbitt. They celebrated the death of Corey Contemporary at the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. So absolutely, this is not a coincidence that they put this document out with just a few months until the election saying, yes, we can use lethal force if it's necessary. That's 100% in response to a potential January 6th type situation where a million Trump supporters show up in Washington, D.C., saying we don't believe the results of the election, and the Biden-Harris administration will send out the military and say use lethal force, and they hope they have leftists in there that hate Donald Trump and Trump supporters that will actually turn their guns and fire on Americans. Absolutely, that's what this is about. It's not a coincidence. I don't think that'll happen. I don't believe that even, I don't even think right now that really, look, the average libtard at this point that hates Trump and hates Trump supporters is really in a dark place. And some of them probably would like to kill Trump supporters, but I don't know if they could do it in mass. I don't think they could do it. I don't think they could actually pull the trigger in a military uniform. I could be underestimating them. I think a lot of them just talk a big game, but I don't know. This could be, potentially, you could be looking at, you could be forecasting here, the American Tiananmen Square moment, where the military, with their new Department of Defense directive to use lethal force, gets turned on the American people, and you have a bunch of leftist, Democrat, brainwashed libtards pull guns and shoot American people that are protesting for Donald Trump. So that's certainly the forecast. That's certainly the environment that they're trying to create and give the green light to the military to do that. And I'd like to think we're not there. I'd like to think we won't have our Tiananmen Square moment. I'd like to think that even the most deranged leftist, libtard, haters, brainwashed wouldn't do that. Maybe that's wishful thinking. I'd like to think that the military isn't that corrupted. Maybe that's wishful thinking. But now this is also something we have to be prepared for. This is also something we have to prepare like a tornado or a hurricane is coming. That's the forecast, folks. That's what the forecast is with this document. So, let's go here to John Bowne's report on this document.
I've seen one FEMA agent since I've been here. He approached the front gate of our facility, and his request was, get this, cooperate with local government. We've been reported to the authorities for domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of special operation veterans. It doesn't get any more American than what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're here to help the people.
Yes, it is that damn bad that the survivors of the storm are in such mental torment and going through so much trauma because they literally have nothing left. There are certain ones of them that have nothing left. No homes, no belongings, no nothing. Completely gone. All they have is their life. And they're taking that from themselves now. Yeah, it's that bad.
I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Imagine that an organization that brands conservatives and Christians haters and puts them on a map with chapters of the Ku Klux Klan works with the federal government, advising the administration on its domestic terror strategy. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened under the Biden administration. This hate map inspired an act of terror in 2012, and former staff have come forward claiming that the hate accusations are a highly profitable scam. The White House has hosted meetings with SPLC leaders and staff at least 11 times, and Biden nominated an SPLC attorney to a top federal judgeship. The Biden administration has used the SPLC to target radical traditional Catholics, and last year, the SPLC added parental rights groups like Moms for Liberty to the hate map. This echoes the Biden White House's work on a letter comparing concerned parents to domestic terrorists.
Morning, growing safety fears for government workers in Western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately, adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA. NBC News has not seen the email cited by the Post, and it's unclear whether the threat mentioned was seen as credible. North Carolina Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards addressing the reported threats on MSNBC.
We had two counties with folks reported with different militia groups attacking and threatening FEMA.
An update here. Authorities in North Carolina have arrested 44-year-old William Jacob Parsons of Bostic, North Carolina. We have the mugshot there. Parsons was arrested and charged with going armed to the terror of the public. He was armed with a handgun and a rifle. Of course, in this information environment, there are concerns that conspiracy theories and bad information regarding recovery efforts could spur further threats, but really relieved to report that at this point, the sheriff's office believes that the suspect acted alone.
The U.S. military has updated a DOD directive to allow the use of lethal force in domestic operations under specific conditions, particularly in assisting civil law enforcement during national security emergencies, potentially including civil disturbances. The 2024 version of the directive repealed previous versions and significantly expands the military's role in domestic operations, raising concerns about its use during potential civil unrest surrounding the election. The updated directive allows defense intelligence components to provide personnel to assist law enforcement agencies and civil authorities with lethal force in situations likely to result in death or serious bodily injury, including confrontations with civilian individuals or groups. However, the U.S. military is generally prohibited from engaging domestically with the citizenry, except in cases and circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or an act of Congress, as per the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code 1385. The updated directive and the potential use of lethal force in domestic operations have raised significant concerns and questions about civil liberties and the military's role in domestic affairs, particularly in the context of the upcoming elections.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out when he didn't like the outcome of the election were very dangerous.
John Bound. Reporting.
All right. Now, here's my political forecast. I mean, this thing is on a razor's edge, folks. It could still go either way. And I think what we're seeing in Georgia now has me concerned. Might even put Georgia into a toss-up for me, even. And it has more electoral college votes than Arizona, which could become a toss-up, too. So, but I think you have a situation where I don't think anybody believes it if Trump loses. So, okay, what happens then? Republicans in Congress, do they say things? Is there another, you know, million people? Is it 5 million people in D.C.? I don't think people will believe it if Trump loses, no matter what. I mean, he's up 10 points in some polls. He's never polled better. He's never been more popular. Nobody talks about Harris rallies or size anymore because there isn't one. But then you have it, if Trump wins, that the Democrats are going to refuse to certify, and then you're going to have this political standoff. So, you know, I look at this either way. The forecast either way is a political hurricane is approaching, ladies and gentlemen. Either way, political hurricane approaching, political standoff approaching. So, and they want InfoWars off air for all of it. Go figure. What do you know?
Why does the whole world sound like Alex Jones now? Why does Elon Musk sound just like me? Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, the list goes on and on.
Can I tell you, this is crazy, but a few years ago, I interviewed Alex Jones. One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about early puberty and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard educated Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's because what I've been covering on the air for over 30 years is from the globalist's own documents, their own battle plans, their own white papers, their own publications. And when I first got on air 30 years ago, I looked back at what the globalists said they would do in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, and I saw that they'd gotten almost all of it done. So then I said, wow, these folks pretty much are in control, trying to get full control. I better look into what their future plans were. And it's absolutely hellish. 80% forced global depopulation, making the humans that are still alive be biomedically controlled with poisons and things introduced to their bodies when they're young, so the medical system has complete control over you for the rest of your life. No borders, the destruction of the nuclear family, pedophilia being normalized, literally a satanic world government system. And if you look at everything that we've been exposing, it's all out in the open now. The enemy has taken off the mask. And they knew that as this system goes from beta to operational, as it begins to emerge in everybody's face, that we're going to have incredible credibility. And that's why they need us off the air. Because my work, my most important work, isn't the past, it's what we're going to do in the present and the future. So regardless of what happens to InfoWars, in 28 days from the time I'm taping this, on Tuesday, October 15th, if you simply support our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, we will work with the sponsor and ensure that not just my show, but our investigative reports and everything that we're currently doing, and hopefully in the future expanding, continues on. But we cannot do it without you. So when you call in thanking me, I always say back, what, I want to thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. You're the reason we've had all this incredible success. So I salute you and thank you for your past support. And I tell you now, look at the world. Look at our credibility. Look at everything that's happening. The public's mind and hearts and souls are ready for the truth. And our most important work is just now beginning. So please keep me on the air one way or another. It's in your hands, not the globalist hands. They're not in control of this. It's you. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get incredible supplements like Ultimate CMOS gummies. And now we have the powdered pills that are twice as strong as the gummies. It is the superfood. It is mixed with a whole bunch of other incredible superfoods that turbocharge it. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and look at the ingredients and research them for yourself. And then most importantly, order a bottle and try it. And I know you're going to be hooked. You're going to love it. Stamina, libido, focus, energy, your health, your immune system, all electrochemical activities have to have iodine, and that's just one of the naturally occurring compounds that is in the Ultimate CMOS from Irish CMOS and more. And then, ladies and gentlemen, all of these amazing Patriot Design t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, new ones are being added every day. There's over 120 different designs on the site. Wristbands, bumper stickers, it's all there on the site, all about spreading the word and meeting like-minded people in the third dimension while you keep the tip of the spear on the air. So now it is go time. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Get amazing supplements. Get amazing Patriot clothing. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people and keep our broadcasts on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Remember, it's not too late to get your raffle entries to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. T-shirts, hats, and now other supplements as well, like the CMOS gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Raffle entries are still eligible with every purchase, every $1 spent, five-time raffle entries right now at thealexjonesstore.com. The T-shirts include some of the classic throwbacks, including some of the first T-shirts ever sold at InfoWars, and then some new designs as well, some revamped designs. There's a War Room T-shirt. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's the support there that will keep Alex Jones on the air. The Ultimate CMOS gummies on sale right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. Raffle still live, not too late. With every purchase, you get your raffle entries to win the monster truck. All right. Let's hit some politics real quick. Let's get some video clips from Ted Cruz and Colin Allred's debate last night. Here's Ted Cruz calling out Colin's record in clip 8.
He said not a word about his own record. I have to admit, the beginning of it, it reminded me of Kamala Harris in her debates answering everything. Look, I was born in the middle class. It's some lines that sound nice that ignore his record. Let's just talk about his voting record. Again, you can go to allredfacts.com. You can see the actual votes. 4 times he has come out for men playing in women's sports, for boys playing in girls' sports. He is a co-sponsor, and he voted for a law called the Equality Act. The Equality Act mandated that boys be able to go in girls' bathrooms, in their locker rooms, in their changing rooms. He voted for it. That is his record. Number two, there was a bill. It was a very simple bill. It was narrowly defined. It was protecting women and girls' sports. He voted no. The only issue on that bill was whether biological boys should compete against our daughters. That's not fair. Congressman Allred was an NFL linebacker. It is not fair for a man to compete against women. The third time, he signed on to something called the Transgender Bill of Rights. Transgender Bill of Rights explicitly, and he co-sponsored it, mandated that boys compete against girls' sports. And just 2 weeks ago, Congressman Allred joined 100 radical Democrats in demanding that our military allow drag shows on military bases, pay for soldiers to have sex changes using taxpayer money, and pay for children to be sterilized and have sex changes on military bases. Again, that's extreme. That's not Texas,
Senator,
but that is his voting
Senator,
record.
That's your time.
Yeah.
Now, I forget what the website, I think he said allredfacts.com, and so all the stuff he just said is well documented. And this is what's so frustrating dealing with Democrats. And you have to ask yourself something like, why do they run from their own record? Why do they hide from their own record, especially when it's easily verifiable? Ted Cruz shares on his X account here, Colin Allred sent a letter urging the Department of Defense to fund sex change surgeries for minors. Here it is right here. You have the document. It was actually just sent last month. This is recent. It was sent last month. Okay? There it is right there. As the House and Senate prepare to negotiate the fiscal year 2025 National Defense Authorization Act, we write strongly to urge the removal of provisions that actively target the LGBTQ plus service members and the LGBTQ plus dependents and threaten the recruitment, retention, and readiness of our armed forces. So it's all about transgender surgeries. It's all about paying for them. It's all about the minors. It has nothing to do with national defense. The National Defense Authorization Act has nothing to do with national defense. It has to deal with sex change for minors, and it has to deal with women having to compete against men in women's sports. It has to deal with transgender surgeries in the military. And there's Colin Allred's signature right there. Right there. That was just last month. Okay? So, I just don't get it. Why do they run from their own record? Guys, flip it so you can see a signature on there. I just don't understand why he sits up there and denies this. That's his signature right there. And then the voting record in Congress is obviously public information. So why do Democrats lie? Why do they run from their own record? Why do they run from their own policies? What was it, guys? Was it allredfacts.com? Was that right? Yeah. Okay. Allredfacts.com. So again, I just don't understand why they run from their policies. I just don't get it. And then he sits up there in a debate and says, that's not true, that's not true. This is your signature right here, jackass. What do you mean it's not true? This is literally your signature. Your voting record is public. And then you say, oh, that's not true. It's so typical. And that kind of becomes the problem. And it's like, well, what do you do? What do you do? With how do you deal with these lies? You can say, well, we can have fact checkers. Well, then the fact checkers are all liberals, so they just lie too. And so the answer really is people have to do their own research, but then the problem is people don't even do their own research. They still won't even do their own research. Here's Ted Cruz responding to Allred after Allred called him a threat to democracy in clip 9.
And it's not funny.
because you're a threat to democracy.
Sure.
I was on the Senate. I was on the House floor when we went through the votes. I remember when you objected to the results in Arizona.
Now, let me be clear. I don't know Congressman Allred. I have no animus for him personally. But I do know his voting record. His voting record is radical and extreme. And you want to talk about threats to democracy. Let's take a vote that just happened a few weeks ago on the floor of the House, the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act provided that in order to register to vote, you got to prove you're an American citizen. Congressman Allred voted no. 11.5 million illegal immigrants have come into this country under Kamala Harris and Colin Allred's open border policies, and Congressman Allred votes no to protecting our elections and ensuring that people don't vote illegally. That is a threat to democracy.
So here's another example of how the left manipulates and deceives. A couple months ago, this was in August, and they've done this a couple times during the Biden-Harris administration. They come out and they talk about these jobs reports. And every time it's either misleading or just a complete fabrication. I said, oh, look, we added all these jobs. It turned out that the vast majority of the new employees, the new workers in the labor statistics were non-citizens. Non-citizens. Not Americans, non-citizens. And it's very likely, maybe depending on where you live, but it's very likely, and in fact, I'm pretty sure we were talking to people, because I was talking to people in South Carolina, and they're all saying the same thing. So I don't know, it probably does depend on where you live, how often you see it, but no matter where you live, you're dealing with this now. In the service sector, mostly dealing with some of these kind of newer jobs like rideshare services or food delivery services, you're dealing with somebody that doesn't even speak English. Now, if you're in a state where there's huge numbers of illegals, and I've dealt with this a couple times too, where you try to call a service, like a repairman or something, over to your home, they don't even speak English. A moving company will hire somebody. They don't even speak English. And now it becomes this, like, you got to call and say, hey, are your employees American? Call a moving company. Hey, the people you're going to send here to move me into my new house, do they speak English? Like, can I communicate with them? The person you're sending to repair my washing machine, dryer, whatever, do they speak English? Will I be able to communicate with them? Now it's like a prerequisite when you're hiring somebody to have to do that. So you're probably experiencing that. You didn't have that. At least it would be extremely rare for you to deal with this 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, probably never. Now it's like common. Rideshare, food delivery, even some, you know, services coming to your home, repairmen, whatever, moving companies. Now it's like, oh yeah, you might be dealing with someone that doesn't even speak English. So, okay, so they would say, oh, all these new jobs, all these new workers, they were all non-citizens. So then they do the same thing this year in August. And they say, we just added all these new jobs. And then those are the headlines. Those are the reports. The Democrats come out and celebrate. And then a week later, they say, oh, it was all a lie. U.S. added 818,000 fewer jobs than thought. U.S. jobs gains over the last 12 months ending in March were revised downward by 818,000. So you see, they put out false reports. The Biden-Harris administration does a victory lap. The media does a victory lap for them. They run this economic propaganda. And then when all the dust is settled, they come out and they say, oh, no, we lied. Now they've done it again with the crime statistics. Oh, yeah, really? You lied about the crime statistics. Golly gee. And you know, again, these are the things that, you know, here's part of my problem with politics. It's so much noise, it's so much wonk, it's so much football passing and punting around that we completely discount real world life experience. It's like what you're actually experiencing doesn't even matter. It's like what you actually experience on a day-to-day basis, the price at the pump, consumer price index, energy price, grocery bill, it's like that doesn't even matter. No. It's whatever the politician is telling you. It's whatever the media is telling you. It's whatever the government is telling you. Well, You should throw that out the window and say, okay, just look at the economy alone. I can sit here all day and I can listen to economic debates. I can listen to economic policies. I can listen to people talk about Trump this, Harris that, Biden here, whatever, all of it. Jobs added, jobs lost, inflation, everything. All this noise, all this racket, all this wonk. Well, what is my real world experience? What am I actually experiencing? Forget all the noise. What is my reality? That's what actually matters. The reality is your grocery bill is up 25%. The reality is your price at the pump is up 50%. The reality is your energy bill is up 30%. The reality is your taxes are probably up. That's the reality. That's not noise. That's not wonk. That's not debate. That's not political. That's reality. But it's, oh, you just don't even deal with reality. So it's the same thing for crime. Everybody knows crime is up. Everybody knows crime is up. Just like everybody knows inflation is up. And then they just say, no, it's the best crime report ever. It's the best economy ever. And then they have these debates and it's like, well, this isn't the world that I'm experiencing. It doesn't matter. I said so. So here it is again. Because this has been a major talking point during these debates. And they just lie. FBI quietly revised, FBI quietly revised 2022 crime data to show violent offenses rose rather than dropped. Rose rather than dropped. But isn't that so convenient for the Democrats who go on these debate stages, who go on these television shows, and they tell the American people that crime has dropped under the Biden-Harris administration, and they were using false statistics. And then the FBI says, hey, guys, let's kind of keep this on the down low, maybe, you know, whisper it around, but let's just, you know, we got to put this out. We have to put the statistics out. We have to put the data out. But, you know, don't tell anyone, but actually the crime numbers didn't go down. They actually rose. Yeah. They rose and they've been campaigning. The Democrats have been campaigning that crime numbers are down. It was all a lie. It was all a lie. Do you think they'll fact check? Do you think they'll correct course? Former President Donald Trump has been hit with numerous fact checks on the campaign trail that have cited FBI statistics to maintain violent crime is falling in America. However, the FBI recently quietly adjusted its figures, and the new numbers show that offenses actually ticked up overall. The apparent stealth edit to the Bureau's statistics, first reported by Real Clear Investigations, shows that the raw number of violent crime incidents, including murders, assaults, and rapes, rose 4.9%. instead of the decrease they claimed of 2.5%. So they claimed they decreased 3%. They actually rose 5%. That was the truth. And they said that on debate stages, and they said that during campaign speeches, and they said that on the mainstream news media. And it was all a lie. But Trump gets fact-checked when he was right. And then here's your violent criminal gangs. And now it's minors. And because of policies in cities like New York, they can't even go to jail. In fact, here's a police officer talking about that on Good Day New York in clip 10.
What started out as a robbery crew, upwards of 50 robberies, 20 individuals arrested for upwards of 50 robberies with, and out of those 20 individuals, every single one of them is on the streets today.
So, that's crazy. Now, there are reports that they're operating the Roosevelt Hotel, which used to be a very nice hotel in New York City. Now it's a migrant shelter. What are we talking about? What's going on inside this hotel that is now spilling out into the Times Square area?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a recruitment process.
Yeah, well, look, Trump is not being facetious. It's not a talking point. The Venezuelan government has emptied the prisons into the United States of America. That is literally happening. It's probably not the only one. He says El Salvador is doing it too. So they're taking their gang members and they're figuring, well, hey, gee, why should we pay for them to be imprisoned here and still have to feed them three meals in a day and still have to give them a roof over their head? Why don't we just send them to the United States and they can take care of them? And, you know, whatever happens after that, they don't care. So the gangs now, you see, they're starting to coalesce again. They're starting to come together. They're starting to recruit. They're starting to grow, starting to engage in gang activity, organized crime, all brought in by the Biden-Harris open border. And so that's what I'm saying. They say, border's more secure than ever. I mean, it's just like, what? Reality doesn't even matter to these people. Young migrants tied to shocking increase in gang-led crimes in New York City's Times Square. And then because of these policies, since they're minors, they just get released back on the street. Just like the individual just said. And it's the same kids that are starting these gangs or trying to get into bigger gangs or recruit for their smaller gangs, and they get arrested and they get released because that's the policy that the Democrats have in New York City. Oh, gee, I wonder why. I wonder why they keep committing crimes. New York Police Department says migrant children behind several violent crimes near Times Square as young as 11 years old. And the police just let them go. And now they're starting their own gangs. So it's like Tren de Aragua is a little too hardcore. And they're a little more serious in their organized crime. They're not exactly looking for 11-year-olds to run their criminal operations. But this new gang, Little Devils, meet one of Tren de Aragua's Little Devils, a 15-year-old migrant terrorizing New York City in armed robberies. Brought in by the Democrats. And then the Democrats make sure that they don't go to jail with their policies. But then they go on TV and they say crime is down. And then they go on TV and they say that the border is secure. And now they're organizing in San Antonio, Texas. Evil super gang seizes four apartment complexes in major Texas city in new terrifying show of strength. A dangerous Venezuelan gang has taken over at least four apartment complexes in San Antonio as it expands its reach in yet another American city. Dubbed the epitome of evil, Tren de Aragua is known to run drugs, drug smuggling, child prostitution, and human trafficking now in North America as well as South America, with its members crossing over the border in recent years thanks to the Biden-Harris open border. But mark the rat ass on ABC News when J.D. Vance brings this up. She says, so what? What is the big deal? In clip 11.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs. I worry so much more about that problem than anything else here. We've got to get American communities in a safe space again. And unfortunately, when you let people in by the millions, most of whom are unvetted, most of whom you don't know who they really are, you're going to have problems like this. Kamala Harris, 94 executive orders that undid Donald Trump's successful border policies. We knew this stuff would happen.
They
bragged about opening the border, and now we have the consequences, and we're living with it. We can do so much better, but frankly, we're not going to do better, Martha, unless Donald Trump calls this stuff out. I'm glad that he did.
Now, folks, this is such a key moment here from Martha Ratass on ABC News. It's just a handful. So what is the limit then? It's just a handful. Well, it's just a couple handfuls. Well, it's just a load. Well, it's just a lot. Well, it's just everywhere. Where's your limit then? See how everything is politics for these people? They're so committed to the Democrat Party propaganda. They're so committing to lying for the Democrats as their propaganda wing of the media that they'll sit here and they will defend illegal immigration. They will sit here and defend criminal organized gangs and crime coming into the country over the border because they can't deny it now. They used to just say it doesn't exist. Well, now it's just so overwhelming they can't deny it. So they have to accept, okay, well, first we denied it's going on, but everybody sees it's true. Like they used to deny the Springfield, Ohio stories, and then a bunch of independent journalists went there and highlighted it, and then we saw the videos of them eating the cats and chopping up animals and everything. Saw the police reports. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that actually goes on. So okay, well, let's just not talk about it. Oh, there's no gang members, and now it's, well, there's just a handful of gang members. So you see, it's just, oh, well, maybe there's some. Well, you said there was none. Well, okay, fine, but it's just some. So what's the story here? As long as it doesn't affect you? Or is it just continue to move the goalposts and defend the Democrat Party? Well, so how much is too much gang crime? How much is too much illegal immigrant, violent criminals and rapists coming across the border? How much is too much for a small city in Ohio of, 50,000 population to take on? 20,000, 30,000, 50,000? And then the locals can't get into a hospital. The schools get overwhelmed. The housing costs go up. The insurance costs go up. What's the limit? Oh, it's just a handful. Oh, it's just a couple hundred. Oh, it's just a couple thousand. It's just a couple million. Oh, what? They only raped one of your family members. Oh, they only killed one of your family members. So what? What are you complaining about? What's the limit? It shows you right there. It shows you right there how they'll do anything to defend the Democrats, even when they have to admit it's actually going on. It's, well, so what? It's just, yeah. So it's a little rape. So it's a little rape. Come on. And J.D. Vance's response is perfect. Do you even hear yourself? So that's where we're at. We're at the point now where Democrats and their propaganda media have to defend illegal immigrants. They have to defend gang organized crime. They have to defend rapists. They have to defend murderers. They have to lie about jobs numbers. They have to lie about crime statistics. And then they just have to defend it because that's all they have at this point. And the American people see through it.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote promotes circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.